KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
Just after 8 o'clock, we have clear skies and 20 degrees in Atlantic. We look forward to be partly cloudy today with a high near 50. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you this hour by ASI, Audiology and Hearing Instruments in Atlantic. The Iowa Department of Human Services is facing a whistleblower lawsuit connected to the Glenwood Resource Center. KCCI says the lawsuit references the troubling allegations at the center, where former Superintendent Jerry Ray was accused of spearheading human experiments, including sexual arousal studies on Iowans with severe mental disabilities. The latest 50-page lawsuit, filed on behalf of six former employees, outlines what they describe as an environment of emotional distress. KCCI said the former employees claim Ray proceeded with the experiments after receiving commitment from the Iowa Special Assistant Attorney General to begin work. The governor's office has not responded to the allegations. Now, the Creston Police Department this morning reports one arrest and one incident of theft. 37-year-old Adrian Allen Albert Jacques of Creston was arrested Thursday night for driving while suspended. Jacques was transported to the Union County Jail and has since posted bond. And in a delayed note, the Creston Police Department says a woman residing in the 1100 block of West Spencer Street in Creston had reported on November 19th that a black Acer school computer was stolen from her son's truck sometime between 6:30 and 7:30 p.m. on November 19th. The loss was estimated at $1,200. The Creston Police Department on yesterday said that a teenager faces a charge of OWI first offense following a chain reaction accident Monday night. Authorities say 14-year-old Sarah Beth Shakshak of Creston was driving a 2012 Ford Fusion traveling north in an alley south of Irving Street at around 8:35 p.m. when the vehicle left the road and struck a guy wire. The vehicle then traveled across the alleyway and hit a 2004 Ford F-250 pickup, which in turn was pushed into a 1995 Ford F-250 pickup. The car then continued and traveled across the alley again before coming to rest and catching fire. The vehicle was a total loss. Shakshak fled the scene but was later located and, after speaking with police, was processed on the OWI charge. Damage to the pickups, which were registered to Tad Carr and Virginia Wilson, both of Creston, amounted to $5,000. Page County Sheriff's deputies on Wednesday executed a Taylor County search warrant on a residence in Shambaugh. As a result, 50-year-old Philip Everett Brownfield of Shambaugh was arrested without incident for violation of the Iowa Sex Offender Registry. Brownfield was transported to the Taylor Page County line and transferred to the custody of Taylor County deputies for processing. His cash or surety bond on the warrant was set at $2,000. A woman has been sentenced to 50 years in prison for fatally stabbing another woman in April of 2013 in Sioux City. Melissa Camargo Flores was sentenced Thursday in the death of 24-year-old Kenya Alvarez Flores. Prosecutors say 22-year-old Camargo Flores of Dakota City waited outside Alvarez Flores' house and stabbed the victim as she left for work. Camargo Flores was originally charged with first-degree murder but pleaded guilty in October to the lesser charge. The reason for the stabbing wasn't made clear Thursday, but police say Camargo Flores told them that she had been involved with Alvarez Flores' boyfriend. The two women are not related. A collision between two semi-tractor trailers took place early Thursday morning in Adair County, but resulted in minor injuries only. Iowa State Patrol Trooper Ryan DeVault told KJAN News the accident happened around 4:17 a.m. on Interstate 80 westbound at mile marker 80.
Unit number one was a 2020 Freightliner owned by K&B Transportation out of Sioux City, Nebraska, which was illegally parked along the shoulder of Interstate 80 facing westbound near the rest area entrance. Unit number two is a 2013 Freightliner owned by Stalia Holdings Incorporated and driven by Raphael Morris from Detroit, Michigan. It was in the right lane of Interstate 80 approaching the illegally parked unit number one. As unit number two approached unit number one, the driver of unit number two reported a front steer tire blowout, causing him to lose control. Unit number two sideswiped the trailer of unit number one. After the impact, both unit number one and unit number two caught fire. Unit number two came to rest in the median, and unit number one stayed on the shoulder where it was illegally parked. Both drivers were able to get out of their semis and sustained just minor cuts and abrasions.
And both trucks sustained major fire damage and were considered a total loss, he said. I-80 was shut down for about 2 to 3 hours, and traffic had to be detoured around the wreck. The patrol was assisted at the scene by Adair and Casey Fire Departments, Adair County, Guthrie County Emergency Management, Adair County Ambulance, the Adair County Sheriff's Department, and Iowa Department of Transportation. Well, on the same day, Des Moines leaders announced coronavirus would cost the city $25 million in lost revenue this fiscal year. The Iowa Pork Producers Association added to the misery by canceling next month's Iowa Pork Congress. Association spokesman Dal Grooms said the event, which usually brings about 5,000 producers to Iowa's capital city, is being canceled, of course, due to COVID.
This is going to be our 49th Pork Congress, or was going to be. We still are having some events. We're going to have an awards event, then we'll be holding our annual meeting just as we do every year.
The event was slated for January 27th and 28th. The annual meeting will still be held in person on January 26th, and it'll include the Master Pork Producers Awards Program, as well as the announcement of the 2021 Iowa Pork Youth Leadership Team.
A lot of people really enjoy that. They like to see who the Master Pork Producers are, and that is going to be available virtually. And we also have some educational seminars that we hold every year, and those too are going to be available so that people can tune in from home and listen and get some information that they can apply to their farms.
The popular Taste of Elegance restaurant event, which usually kicks off the Iowa Pork Congress, was also postponed.
We do hope to hold that later in the year. It's a great opportunity for Iowa restaurants to show us what they've got in terms of pork and what they share with their customers as well.
The Iowa Pork Congress is billed as North America's most successful winter swine trade show and conference. Next show is scheduled for January 26th to 27th of 2022. The USDA is forecasting net farm income for 2020 will jump 43% over last year, reaching a seven-year high of nearly $120 billion. Ag economist David Widmer is the consulting firm Agricultural Economic Insights.
I would summarize this as an update of a pretty dramatic upswing in the farm economy.
The previous USDA forecast was released in early September.
It was about 7 or 8 weeks in August and September where the farm economy got to sort of the edge of looking really, really bleak, and then all of a sudden things started turning favorably.
Widmer uses the word dramatic to describe the jump in commodity prices since September. They've also been record direct government payments to farmers in 2020, more than double the amount in 2019, as the Trump administration made extra farm payments for trade disruptions and the pandemic. Government payments will account for 39% of net farm income in 2020, according to the USDA.
$40-plus billion in direct payments, a historically high level of direct payments.
And to Widmer, rather, adjusting for inflation, 2011 and 2013, he said, were the only other years when net farm income had been higher. Widmer cautions, though, that not every farmer is making a profit, especially when considering livestock and dairy prices. The news was brought to you by ASI, Audiology and Hearing Instruments, at 601 Poplar in Atlantic. Call 243-5796. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.